cancer. Some of you have had those words spoken to you, and you know what it's like, but we have someone with us tonight that's gone through the journey of cancer and has a great testimony, a great story about how God has seen her through that. Stephanie Sinke, I'd like you to come and tell your story, and God bless you as you do. Let's give her a good welcome, shall we?
Let's pray, please. Dear Lord, I just ask that what you've given me to say tonight leaves a message of hope and encouragement in everyone tonight. Thank you so much. Amen. Well, like Pastor Joe said, I'm Stephanie Muller in the professional world. I'm Stephanie Sinke because I'm married to Scott. I'm Zach's mom. I'm Andrew's mom. I'm Sam and Sophie's mom. And to doctors and telemarketers, I'm Stephanie Muller Snipe. So, I wear many hats. So, what I want to start with is Jeremiah 29:11, and that says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." I'm living testimony of that today. God's grace. So, Zach started coming to North Point when he was one. So that was in 1998. So my kids have all been stuck in the nursery screaming as I came into the sanctuary back in the days where you did not wear jeans and talk in front of the church. So my kids have grown up here. I have four of them. We're very busy. I work full time as a night shift nurse. So Zach was getting ready to go to college, and on August 17th, I was feeling tired. I had just finished a lot of shifts. I went down to his bed. I said, "Zach, Mom, are you crying?" I said, "I am, Zach. Did I hug you enough? Was it bad that I was gone? Did we read to you enough? Are you going to be okay at school?" And he said, "Mom, why do you do this?" I said, "Zach, I just want to know you're okay." He said, "Mom, I'll be fine." I said, "Okay." So the next morning, it was Andrew's birthday. He was turning 15, and he doesn't like meat. So I was going to go to Costco and get some whipped cream because we were having a waffle bar. If you don't know, Costco has the best whipped cream. Comes in a 3-pack, doesn't last long. So my mom was over, and the phone rang, and I didn't get to it. It was a message. "Stephanie Muller Snipe, your pathology report is back. We are so sorry. Could you please call?" I said, "Mom, get a load of this." So she comes in, and we both sit on my bed. I call the guy back. "This is Stephanie Muller Snipe. I believe you called me. We are so sorry." This is on speakerphone. My mom and I are sitting there like, "We are too. We got your pathology report back." "What pathology report?" "Never remembered a pathology report. I work night shift. I don't remember much." "It's back, and it's bad. Frankly, we don't know a lot about this. We are so sorry." I'm telling my mom, "Can you hear this?" "So, hang tight, and we'll be in touch." "Will do." Hung up. Well, how am I going to get that whipped cream? Because it's Andrew's birthday, and that's like a big deal when you don't eat meat on waffles. So we decided we were going to go to Gordon Foods. So Zach drove me because I was a little tearful. We went to Gordon's and they had Ready Whip. I hate Ready Whip, but I got it. While I was in Gordon's, Zach looked at my text. I had been talking to my mom and said, "But the doctor said people who have this live 4 years. Like, I'm the 100th case. It's one in a million." And she said, "Steph, we're just going to trust the Lord." So I came out and Zach said, "Mom, why are you so sad for me to go to college? If you only have 4 years to live, you should be glad I'm going because I'll come back and take care of the rest of the family." So right then, God prepared me. He said, "It doesn't matter that he can't wash his clothes, cook a thing, or shower without you. He's going to be okay because he had that maturity and he understood." So we went, you know, we had 1 week left. Zach took the week off to prepare for college because, why was that, Zach? He needed a break. He needed a rest before he went to college. So we hung out. We did everything all week. I dropped him off on my birthday, and I came home, and it was a myriad of tests. Test, test, test. So Zach graduated. Oh, that was such a fun time. Here we go. And there's my first PET scan. The PET scan came back. I freaked out in the PET scanner, by the way. They saw a side of me I'd never seen before. I seriously was thinking, she's crazy. Cancer is nothing compared to how crazy she is to go into that machine. So I got the PET scan back, and they said, you have a really rare cancer. We sent it to Mayo, too. You have a really rare cancer, and we have to go through your ear canal. But don't worry. If anybody can rock one ear, it's you. I'm like, what? Rock one ear? What are you talking about? They're recommending removing your ear. I said, oh, awesome. Then they said, and it's in your lymph nodes. It's not where we hoped it would be. It's a little further down. And you have some spots in your colon. I was like, well, hit me while I'm down. So I go through the scanner, and they recommend this surgery, this radical surgery. Well, so tons of tests that happen, tons of doctors changing and everything. I get to the day, the next morning is my surgery, and this group of ladies, some of my sisters and some of my friends, they took me to breakfast and they prayed that God would just anoint my doctors and be with my family and be with me during the surgery. So I checked into the hospital, and I felt completely fine. Nothing was wrong. They did this to me. Go to the next one. I soon became Mrs. Stinky with cancer. That's all anybody talked about. I had always helped my friend Sharon with the cancer, the basketball game. We put on the names on the backs of purple shirts. It was always people we knew, all of these people that had horrific stories of just suffering, and never did I ever dream that Stephanie Sinke was all of a sudden one of the people with cancer. Not one cancer, but two for sure, and maybe three. So this was one of the most humbling things for me to go to. So I had my surgery. They went through my ear. I think it was 9 hours. I don't know what it was. I came out and I had my ear. Doesn't work the greatest. They fixed it all up, did some things, and they found out that I had cancer in my lymph nodes. I had some issues over here too, so they took out pretty much whatever they could do. But don't worry, you might drool on yourself, or you might not have any drool, but you can suck on a wet cloth, and you might not have an ear, but you would. And there was a point where I thought, this train is rolling. I can't do anything about it. I need to trust in the Lord. So on September 23rd, I had surgery. Pastor Joe was there at 5 in the morning with me, laying there in my hospital gown, and I'm like, coming back with no ear. He's going to laugh. You know he is. It's okay. And so, you know, we got through that surgery, and the worst part about cancer is the pathology report, is they always take these pieces. And that phone call that tells you what that piece is the worst thing in the world, because you're always waiting. And so they put these horrible drains in your face, and I don't even know what they're draining, but get it out, I guess. But I go in to get this drain out, and she says, let's talk about your next surgery. I was like, what? She said it came back cancerous, those pieces we took. And I remember it being dark around me and thinking, if this is what some people talk about, depression or hell, I felt like I needed to get out. I felt like it was all consuming. I remember walking outside and it was sunny, and I remember that was a guttural cry. Like, I can't do this. I can't do it. I can't do this. Because see, everybody always says, well, God doesn't give you more than you can handle. Well, life gives you so much more than you can handle ever. Life gets super, super heavy. And you're like, I can't do this. Forgetting that trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean on Him. And that's how you get through it. Ding, ding, ding. So really, my second surgery, I signed consent, and I said, Mom, what's that date? What's something about that? My 20th wedding anniversary. Flew by. Sorry, honey. So Pastor Joe came that morning, again, at 5 a.m., or a little bit later, I think, that day, and I said, you know, I just kind of have a peace. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to find. They're taking every, like, I have half a face job. I don't know. Like, who usually get a full one? I don't know. Whatever is going to happen is going to happen. There's horrible stories about people with cancer. To have two cancers and be 48 years old doesn't usually happen. So I went through surgery. I left. I came home. It all was cancerous. It just was a mess. But they said, you know, I think we have everything. That's okay. Went through, we can click a while. Here's my precancerous but negative colon. Yep. So that was the first positive. I was like, yes, perfect. Here we go. My niece and Holland Christian, all of a sudden I started getting cards saying, Mrs. Sinke, we hope you get better. I knew that some of their friends at Holland Christian were dying from cancer, children. I knew that I was never exempt from bad things, but I guess you don't ever realize how bad some people have it. They really do have really, really crummy things that happen to them in life. I never thought God, why would God do this? People would say, why would God do this to you? Why would he do this? I never thought that because things happen in life. Things happen. But it was the grace that God gave me to get through it. So I had this... I had the surgeries, and sorry, the pictures aren't the greatest. In July, I got a PET scan back, and I had cancer again. They found more. And I was like, I told my dad, I'm not doing this again. I'm not doing any of it again. I'm just not doing it. But, you know, we say that, forgetting that it really isn't up to me. I prayed that God would give me wise physicians. He did. They were really, really, really smart. Lucked out on that one. And my last PET scan was clear. And I said, send that to Mayo, would you? Not that I doubt any of you here, but can we just get it like a triple check here? And Mayo said, yeah, we can't find that piece of cancer anymore. I call that God healing me, because even though he didn't just zap that away, he gave me really wise doctors, and we all know they aren't. Sometimes that's not how they are. And he also gave me the strength to go through it. You know, people say, just keep fighting, keep fighting. I don't think cancer just goes away because you're tough. You know, you can be weak and you can be tough, and I think the cancer has just invades your body regardless. So today, I don't have any cancer in me. It's gone. My ear, you know, I have an ear. My kids, they're thriving. God honored my prayer as a mom that he protect my kids and keep them focused, and my family stepped in and filled the gap. My friends filled the gap in things I never even knew. When you look back, you see, people say, well, when you look back, you see how God worked in your life. I can see specific things where, you know, the day I was in line to pay for my whipping cream, my friend called me and she said, I don't know what's going on here, but I'm in Costco and I'm getting ready to leave. And I kind of feel like I'm supposed to ask you if you need anything. And I said, yeah, I need whipped cream. You know, and I was kind of tearful. And she's like, are you crying over whipped cream? I said, I am crying over whipped cream. You know, because it's those little things as a mom and as human beings, we get focused on those little things. And I was thinking, you know, if his eye is on that sparrow, doggone it, if his eye is on that whipped cream, he has got this. And that really has been, for his eye is on the whipped cream. I know he cares about me. You you know? So if he gets that that whipped cream was so important to me, then surely he knows about my cancer. So thank you so much for praying. I know stories don't end like mine. This is truly a story of encouragement. So when you have bad news, when you have just really life just gets really heavy, easier said than done sometimes, but trust in the Lord, and he does renew your strength. Thank you.
Wow, what a story. God is good. And I hope that's an encouragement to you that he's good all the time. Praise the Lord. Pastor Mike, would you like to introduce Haley or what? Yeah, a young lady named Haley that's coming to give her testimony tonight too. So Haley, why don't you come?
So my name's Haley, and I go to West Seattle, and I'm a senior. So I'm just going to share a little bit about myself and like where I'm at in my journey with God. So my first 2 years of high school wasn't really so great. I hung out with people that I shouldn't have never hung out with. I did things, I did drugs, I went and partied. I tried to be like another person. And I looked at other people, and I'm like, I wish I was that person, or I wish I could look like her. So a couple months go by, my friend Emma, she invited me to a youth convention. And I never really knew what it really was about, but I said yes. So that full weekend was just amazing. I never knew that I could experience that. And that day, that weekend, I said yes to Jesus. Thank you. So Emma invited me to her youth groups. I've been going ever since. I've gone to many youth conventions, and this summer I attended Camp Faholo, and that was just an amazing week. Just connecting with other people and seeing other people worship God, like how I would want to worship God, it was just amazing. Just that one night, I heard God say, you're called to ministry, like you need to do this. And I didn't really know how to take it. I was like, what? What's me? Yeah. So I like prayed about it the whole week. And then towards the end, I was like, this is what I need to do. This is what God told me to do. So today I have applied to many colleges. I applied to North Point, as everybody knows. and I hope, well, I will become a youth pastor and just show everybody who God is. And I'm so excited to do that. And, yeah, thank you, guys.
Amen. Great job, Haley. We're proud of you, what God's doing in your life. Amen. Amen.